Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 189. Today's episode is all about the final piece to opening up a new business. This is our last tactical episode. I don't even know how many that I have done. I've kind of lost track, I believe. I mean, we're definitely well over 3 weeks. Well over, 25 plus episodes on step-by-step-by-step on how to launch and market a new business. So I will do a recap episode tomorrow, but today's topic is all about the grand opening, the open house event, all of that kind of fanfare, so to speak. So everything that we've been doing is kind of leading to opening the doors, so to speak. So the open house or the grand opening celebration, whatever phrase you would like to use, is really the culmination event that just now says you're officially open for business. Now, in the example that we've been using the last few weeks, we've used a childcare center. So ideally, you have been executing the different strategies and generating plenty of enrollments before you have this grand opening celebration. But the grand opening celebration can be kind of an open house event. It's going to be an enrollment event in this childcare center example. It's going to be a press event. So it's a lot of kind of things all in one. So the first step to this is you want to make sure that you are planning this event 2 or 3 months in advance. So the date should be out into the community. You want to look at all the different local newspapers, local websites, all the different places that you can get the event featured so that people know that on this date, you're having this fun, not reopening, but you're having this fun celebration, grand opening, open house. So you want to make sure that, again, well in advance, 2 to 3 months out, you've already planned all this stuff so that you're not having to just hope that people show up. So again, I want you to talk about the event and get it featured in as many places as you possibly can. I want you running Facebook ads a couple weeks in advance, getting people to RSVP. I would like you to partner with other local businesses. So what are some of the local businesses, again, that you have done some partnerships with or some joint ventures with over the last couple of weeks or couple of months that you want to also invite? I want to make sure that you have the event either catered or some really good food. You don't want to cheap out on this first big event because it's going to set the tone for a lot of different things. It may make strategic sense to hire a kind of a party planner to let them deal with a lot of the details so they can have that attention to detail to make sure that everything is executed to perfection. So when you're planning a couple months out, it's a lot of doing that PR. It's a lot of just getting things out to the universe, talking about this upcoming event that you're doing. And it's really a big branding play. So you want to have some different fun things that are only going to be happening at that particular event. So are you going to be giving away really fun and interesting prizes? Maybe one person that shows up is going to get 6 months of free childcare, for example, or they're going to win a iPad or a Chromebook or something like that. And you're going to be giving away fun swag bags. I mean, I really want it to be an event that you go all out in. Now, it's going to serve a couple of different purposes. First, as I mentioned, it's a branding type of event. So it's letting others in the community that maybe for whatever reason didn't see your billboard, they didn't hear your radio ad, they didn't see your video on YouTube, they didn't see your ad on Facebook for whatever reason. Maybe they're living under a rock. So they don't know about your new business. So you're going to want to, again, have that best foot forward. And it's a branding play where they can come and tour your childcare center, for example, and see all the different things that you're about. So that's one piece. The second one is really about getting that PR. So I want the local of Chamber of Commerce there with the big scissors to do the ribbon cutting, for example. I want any of the local news people to be invited to get some exclusive articles. Again, I want prizes and giveaways. So you're going to generate some really good local press. Finally, this should be a perfect opportunity for you to be closing some additional business. So while the event is partially a little bit of a party, and it's going to have a lot of fun, so good food, good entertainment, obviously with the childcare center, everything is safe and you've got safety. And I mean, maybe you pay or invite a couple people from the police department and they're just kind of showing your commitment to the community. And maybe they're just keeping an extra close eye and, I don't know, giving out stickers or, I mean, something fun like that. But you want to make sure that, again, all of that stuff is choreographed. But the piece that I really want to make sure that you are thinking about is, how is this event going to be insanely profitable? And the reason behind that is that regardless of the type of business, and again, we've been using this childcare center example, people love to spend money on open house events and grand opening celebrations. It's just one of those things that they almost feel obligated to do. So I want you to be marketing and advertising all of the fun and interesting things that you have at that event. And you're going to have a magician, and you're going to have somebody that's doing yoga for the parents, and you've got 7 different chair massages set up from a local company that they're going to be in one of the rooms, for example, and you have all your staff there, so they're going to be watching the kids so the parents can really get a good overview of things. But I want to make sure that you have that choreographed experience so that if a family hasn't enrolled, that they're coming and you have a special offer if they sign up on the spot. So you should have someone that's ready to do tours. You should have applications ready to go. You should be able to take credit cards or checks on the spot. And you want to have some kind of insane special offer. Something that just really pushes them over the edge if they weren't already over the edge. So whether, again, it's something that you haven't offered online, because they most likely have already seen everything. If you've done your job well over the last 3 months, 6 months of marketing this new business, they should have seen a lot of your different materials. And for whatever reason, they haven't moved over the fence. Give them something to really push them over the fence. And I found one of the best ways to do that is by having a world-class experience. And the second one is by having a world-class offer. I personally love trying things that other centers are not doing, for example. So doing things that are just vastly different. You've got to make sure that you are generating revenue from this event. So when you're planning all that stuff out a couple of months in advance about the press and who's going to be coming and lining up the Chamber of Commerce, who's doing the food and all of that good stuff, I want to make sure that you have that path to profits. How are you going to be doing it? Is there going to be a table? You've got a dedicated person that's going to be conducting those tours and taking applications and big signs. But this event needs to be flawless. There is no room for error. There's no room for mistakes. I cannot stress that enough. And far too often, it's one of those situations where you try and put something together a couple weeks in advance and it just looks sloppy. I would rather you not do the event. I need this to be extremely on point. But if you execute this well, you'll get lots of great press. You'll get some good write-ups. You'll have stuff in the Chamber of Commerce and some good photos there. You'll generate some new enrollments on the spot. On the spot. You'll create some good branding throughout the community. You'll further develop those partnerships that you were working on a couple months in advance. So bring in those different businesses as long as, again, it makes strategic sense. Maybe there's a massage therapist company, like I said, and you want to have them at the event and you're going to pay them a little bit of money and they're going to have that there, but then they're also indirectly benefiting from the branding. Don't order chain food. Make sure you order a nice local restaurant and don't order pizza. I mean, I live in Buffalo. I love pizza, but I want this to be to another level. It's got to be to another level. So this event is the culmination of the last couple of weeks of all these different tactics that we have went through. Conduct your open house, conduct your grand opening, and I wish you the ultimate grand opening celebration and ultimate new business success. Tune back in here tomorrow. I'll do a recap of the last couple of weeks and close this series out. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.